Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.
Do you want to change? Do you want to be in a better frame of mind? Or are your moods and your emotions taking control of you? In this program, we'll learn how to take control over our moods, over our emotions, over our state of mind through a biblical process called self-exhortation. In other words, you're talking to yourself with biblical authority and pulling yourself together and pulling yourself into line. I know what you're thinking right now. You're probably thinking, that won't work. Well, let's look at what the Bible says, because the Bible says that it does work. And let's look at Scripture. Before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, I ask for a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Open our spiritual eyes and ears as we ponder your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm John Edmiston, and this is Uplifting Moments, and we're working from my book, Biblical EQ. That's Biblical Emotional Intelligence. You can find it at biblicaleq.com. And today's section is from page 81 onwards to about page 85. So here we have David in the Psalms, and he's depressed. And first thing he does is question his emotional state. He says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul?" So he's questioning his frame of mind. He's saying, "I don't want to be like this." And so then he says, "Yet shall I praise him." He speaks to his soul and he tells his soul to bless the Lord, to praise the Lord. And as he speaks to his own soul, his soul starts to change. You see, you are in charge. You are in charge. You can speak to your soul, your mind. You can tell yourself to calm down. You can tell yourself to think correctly. And you can do that in an emergency. You can say, I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to panic. I'm going to think this through. And guess what? You don't panic. And you do think it through. You are in charge. You can take charge of your mind. You can take charge of your emotions. You don't believe me? Have you been ever very, very angry? And you're full of rage. You're pounding the table. And then your mother or someone important rings up on the phone. You pick up the phone and you say, "Hi, Mom. Yeah, it's great." And you chatter away as if nothing had happened. What did you do? In 2 seconds, you changed from an angry, out-of-control person to a calm, in-control person. Why? Because you're in charge and you have a red button inside you that you can press to turn off your emotions any time you want to. You have authority. You can use it to turn your emotional state around in a split second. You've done it. You've done it when that phone rings, you pick it up, and you can be suddenly in a completely different mood and a completely different frame of mind from the one you were in a few seconds before the phone rang. And so we find people speaking to themselves in the Bible. In Judges, "O my soul, march on in strength." In Psalm 25, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul." And then later on, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." That's Psalm 42, verses 4 to 6. And in Psalm 62, "My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him." Psalm 62, he's talking to his soul again. Psalm 77, "In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted." And he goes on like that. So his soul is in a big mess, and he has some interaction with his soul here. He seeks the Lord. In Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. and forget not all his benefits. He's talking to his own soul and commanding it to do something. And in verse Luke 12, this is the fool though. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Here even a fool is talking to his own soul. So what's going on here? In the Bible, we see people addressing their own soul, their own inner being, and asking some change or some state to occur. And let's forget about the state of the fool there. It was just part of the list. The first thing that you need to do if you want to change your emotional state is become aware of where you're at. Why are you downcast, O my soul? So you become aware that you're out of sorts, that you're out of balance in some way. The next thing you do is you question the state you're in. You just don't accept it. You don't say, oh, that's the way I am. I'm always depressed. I'm always anxious. I'm always this. Don't be a great big baby. Grow up and start questioning your emotions and be determined to change them. You have the power to change them. You've changed them before. You can change them again. And you can practice changing your emotional state until it becomes natural for you. So once you've just checked your emotional state and say, I need to change this. I'm not in a good mood. I'm annoying everybody. I'm annoying my kids, my husband, my wife, my work colleagues, whatever. And you decide to change your mood. What's the next step? Go upstairs. Take your soul before the throne of God, either directly or in prayer and worship. Bring your soul to the scriptures, to God, to everything like that, and don't be dismayed. Go to the Lord. Don't stay in that negative state where you're just churning like dog chewing on a bone over and over with the problem. Don't stay with the problem. Stay with the Lord. As you go to the Lord about the problem, then you'll get the correct perspective and your mood will start to change. The next thing is you need to firmly command the change. You need to say, I am changing. Soul, rejoice in the Lord. Soul, get out of this mess. Soul, be calm because God is with you. And refuse to be anxious and command the necessary change. So don't rebuke the negative as much as you want to download the positive. So if you're depressed, say, soul, be joyful in the Lord, for God is forever. Now, soul, be joyful in the Lord, for you are saved and Christ has come for you. Soul, be joyful in the Lord. Look at all that God has done in his creation. Tell your soul to rejoice. Now, that might seem unnatural. We don't do that here in America very much. It's not part of our culture to say to ourselves, soul, rejoice in the Lord, for the kindness and goodness of God is from everlasting to everlasting. But you see it all the time in the Psalms, all the time in the Bible. People speak to themselves and remind themselves of the goodness of God and all the things that he has done for them. For them and for their relatives, for their family, for the nation of Israel, or whatever. So you need to tell yourself about the goodness of God firmly and gradually switch your mind around from the negative distress state that it's in, from all the problems that afflict it. And in my ministry, I have a lot of technical problems that can seem bewildering, and I get people to pray, and I try and get around my frustration with them. And sometimes it can take half a day to get around my frustrations, but I will get around those frustrations. I will not remain in a frustrated state of mind. I know where I'm at. I know where I want to be, and I push myself to get out of that frustrated state of mind. And we had a big problem recently with PayPal talking to one of our websites. It went on and on and on. And it's only as we come to God and we get past that frustration that we see the breakthrough we need in our life. Okay, so let's look at this in a day-to-day thing. Say you're in a bad mood and you're feeling a bit depressed and blue. So you become aware of that. You say, I'm feeling a bit depressed and blue and I'm questioning God. Say that's the state of the mind you're in. This is just an example. And then you question it. Is this useful and spiritual? No, it's useless. And thinking this way is damaging my relationship with God. You've been there. You've been there 100 times feeling depressed and questioning God. You know it's never improved your life. So you say, nah, I don't want this. This is no good. Go upstairs to God. That's step 3. Lord, I come before your throne and I admit that I'm out of sorts and depressed. My soul is not fixed on you as it should be. So you confess your state to God and you're going out there and you're letting God in on the problem. And then firmly command the change. Soul, why are you this way? Stop it. Turn and focus on God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And that's an order. You talk to yourself like you're a naughty child. And you think, soul, get into line here. I'm telling you to rejoice in the Lord. Now, that sounds crazy, but I ask you to try it. Command yourself to change. You have authority. Christ has placed you in the heavenly realms with him. You've died with Christ. You've risen with Christ. You're ascended into heavenly realms with Christ. You have spiritual authority. And the first place that you can exercise your spiritual authority is over yourself and over your bad moods. Okay, let's try another example here. Say you're having a really deep spiritual attack day, and your awareness, I am feeling inferior and the pain is intense. Ever had those days when life just is terrible? So you become aware, awareness, I'm feeling inferior and the pain is intense. Questioning, why am I feeling inferior? There's no good reason in the here and now for me to feel inferior. It is just messing up my emotions and spilling over into my relationships. I can see that it's just a hangover from the past. I can also see it's not relevant today. It is not true today, and it is not functional today. So you're questioning your mood. You're saying, I'm in this bad mood. It feels real. It feels intense. But I know this is dysfunctional. It's not useful to me. Go upstairs. Step three. Step one is awareness. Step two is questioning. Step three is go upstairs. Oh, Lord, I come before you now. I know that this inferiority is a lie and that you love me. But just now, it feels very, very true. Bring to mind your word and your truth so I can stay my mind on you. Then there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. God does not condemn me, and he is the only true judge. In fact, he regards me as his son. Some people may think that I am inferior to them, and I may not even be as good-looking or important or powerful as they are. But that does not make me inferior in my soul. In my inner self, in my true self, I have received the grace of God. I am seated in heavenly realms with Christ Jesus. God has chosen to display me as a trophy of grace. I am not inferior. I am in the kingdom of God. I will rule with Jesus. So here, the person's gone upstairs. They've gone to God. They're bringing the truth of the scripture into their feelings. Faith conquers feelings. The word of God conquers your feelings. Your feelings come from all sorts of ideas, histories, and what people have said, and what you've thought. You need to master yourself with the word of God. And then firmly command the change. Now, listen to God, O my soul. Listen to his word and stop your lying and grumbling. Stop telling me I'm unworthy. It's not true. Soul, I instruct you to believe the truth of the gospel and to hope in God, and I instruct you to believe in the righteousness you have received. Because you have received righteousness, you are righteous, and since you are righteous, you are not inferior. Believe in God and rejoice. And you think, oh, Pastor John, you've lost it. How can you talk to your own soul like that? Well, my answer to you is to try it. You see, I was used to have terrible, terrible depression after preaching. I was a circuit preacher. I'd preach four times on a Sunday in various parts of Australia and in the outback. And on Monday morning, I would feel depressed. And I'd say, oh, that's just exhaustion. That's just tiredness. But the mood would really get hold of me. And after a while, I'd be saying things, oh, well, I'm doing all this work and I'm not paid very well and I'm starving. And why this, why that? God's not treating me as well as other people. And I realized that this was a spiritual attack. So I decided to rebuke the mood. I decided to take authority over my mood. I would say, why, O soul, are you in this state? You know it's ungodly. You know it's stupid. You know you're thinking dumb stuff. I rebuke this mood in Jesus' name. Soul, I command you to rejoice in the Lord, and it worked. I did it for a few weeks in a row, and then it departed from me forever and has never come back. I'm never depressed after preaching now. So that's the system. Go to Biblical EQ, page 84, biblicaleq.com to learn more. God bless you all. This is John Edmiston signing off.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.